Welcome to the Sunday Gathering, a time to connect with Creator through prayer and reflection. Each week, members of the Community Catholic Church clergy gather to worship, and we invite you to join us. We are an inclusive and progressive denomination in the Anglican Roman Catholic tradition. You can join us live on our Zoom church each Sunday at 10 a.m., or listen Sunday evening at 8 here on Blog Talk to our audio recording. And now let's prepare our hearts for worship and celebrate our God of love. Hello, everybody, and welcome to our service of worship on this second Sunday of Lent. Our homilist today is Bishop Jean Porche, and our celebrant is Bishop Liz Labazou. And now, let us prepare our hearts for a time of worship.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Almighty God.
To you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. This is the collect for the second Sunday in Lent. Almighty God, whose Son was revealed in majesty before he suffered death upon the cross, give us faith to perceive his glory, and that being strengthened by his grace, we may be changed into his likeness. From glory to glory, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
A reading from the first book of Genesis. After these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision. Do not be afraid, Abram. I am your shield. Your reward shall be very great. And Abram said, you have given me no offspring, and so a slave born in my house is to be my heir. But the word of the Lord came to him, this man shall not be your heir. No one but your very own issue shall be your heir. He brought him outside and said, look toward heaven and count the stars, if you are able to count them. Then he said to him, so shall your descendants be. And he believed the Lord, and the Lord reckoned it to him as righteousness. Then he said to him, I am the Lord who brought you from Ur of the Chaldeans to give you this land to possess. But he said, O Lord God, how am I to know that I shall possess it? He said to him, bring me a heifer 3 years old, a female goat 3 years old, a ram 3 years old, a turtle dove, and a young pigeon. He brought him all these and cut them in two, laying each half over against the other, but he did not cut the birds in two. And when birds of prey came down on the carcasses, Abram drove them away. As the sun was going down, a deep sleep fell upon Abram, and a deep and terrifying darkness descended upon him. When the sun had gone down and it was dark, a smoking fire pot and a flaming torch passed between these pieces. On that day, the Lord made a covenant with Abram, saying, to your descendants I give this land, from the river of Egypt to the great river, the river Euphrates. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The psalm appointed between the lections is Psalm 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When evildoers assail me to devour my flesh, my adversaries and foes, they shall stumble and fall. Though an army encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war rise up against me, yet I will be confident. One thing I asked of the Lord, that I will seek after, to live in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. for he will hide me in his shelter in the day of trouble. He will conceal me under the cover of his tent. He will set me high on a rock. Now my head is lifted above my enemies all around me, and I will offer in his tent sacrifices with shouts of joy. I will sing and make melody to the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry aloud. Be gracious to me and answer me. Come, my heart says, seek his face. Your face, Lord, do I seek. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my help. Do not cast me off. Do not forsake me, O God of my salvation. If my father and mother forsake me, the Lord will take me up. Teach me your way, O Lord, and lead me on a level path because of my enemies. Do not give me up of the will of my adversaries, for false witnesses have risen against me, and they are breathing out violence. I believe that I shall see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord, be strong, and let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord. God of Sarah and Abraham, long ago you embraced your people in covenant and promised them your blessing. Strengthen us in faith, that with your disciples of every age, we may proclaim your deliverance in Jesus Christ to generations yet unborn. Amen.
A reading from Paul's letter to the Philippians. Brothers and sisters, join in imitating me and observe those who live according to the example you have in us. For many live as enemies of the cross of Christ. I have often told you of them, and now I tell you even with tears. Their end is destruction. Their God is the belly. And their glory is in their shame. Their minds are set on earthly things. But our citizenship is in heaven, and it is from there that we are expecting a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. He will transform the body of our humiliation, that it may be conformed to the body of his glory, by the power that also enables him to make all things subject to himself. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, whom I love and long for, my joy and crown, stand firm in the Lord in this way, my beloved. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
At that very hour, some Pharisees came and said to him, "Get away from him, for Herod wants to kill you." He said to them, "Go and tell that fox for me. Listen, I am casting out demons and performing cures today and tomorrow, and on the third day, I finish my work. Yet today, tomorrow, and the next day, I must be on my way, because it is impossible for a prophet to be killed outside of Jerusalem. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to it. How often have I desired to gather your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you were not willing. See, your house is left to you. And I tell you, you will not see me until the time comes when you say, 'Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord.'" And all were astounded by the greatness of God. This is the gospel of Christ.
Praise be to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. As we move through Lent, things begin to accelerate. The crowds of people get larger as they throng to hear Jesus teach and perhaps to be healed. His growing popularity among the people, however, attracts less admiring attention from the leaders in Jerusalem. Today's gospel is interesting in that it gives us a different picture of Jesus. We think of Jesus as the Good Shepherd, the Savior who suffered and died that we might live. We see him ministering to the people, teaching and healing them. We have seen him as the babe in the manger, the child teaching in the temple, the loving son who refuses his mother nothing. The gospel we just heard, though, opens with a warning being given to Jesus from the very group he often condemns, the Pharisees. Get away from here, for Herod wants to kill you. The Herod in question is Herod Antipas, whose father was Herod the Great. He ordered the deaths of the infants when he heard that the king of the Jews had been born. The Pharisees didn't warn Jesus out of concern for him, but they weren't his friends. They were, however, even less the friend of Herod, whose power was given to him by the Roman conqueror. Herod Antipas made some serious missteps which alienated him from the Jews, such as abandoning his first wife to marry Herodias, who is not only his own niece, but also his half-brother's wife. Now, according to the Pharisees, he was going after Jesus. That would have been a frightening prospect. Herod was given a lot of latitude by Rome and was therefore dangerous. He had already killed Jesus' cousin, John the Baptist. Hearing that Herod now wanted to kill Jesus was not a warning to be taken lightly. Herod's Jerusalem was a dangerous place for Jesus. We understand that. The entire world is scary and filled with dangers, especially now with Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Putin himself has issued warnings to President Zelensky and to the world. Reports indicate that President Zelensky of Ukraine has survived up to 12 assassination attempts by Putin's agents. When the war broke out, President Zelensky was expected to retreat to safer territory. Instead, he was filmed on the street, weapon in hand, ready to fight and die for his beloved Ukraine. "I'm not hiding," he said, and his actions have shown his courage and dedication to his country and his people. All over the world, freedom-loving people admire President Zelensky's bravery as he stands shoulder to shoulder with the Ukrainians as they battle together against overwhelming odds. He's valiant, a true hero. As for Jesus, well, we typically think of Jesus as mild. He even describes himself that way, meek and humble of heart. And the old masters paint Christ according to that description, gentle, long-suffering, one might even say weak. So we don't always think of Jesus as courageous. We have been taught instead to see him as rather soft. But today's gospel shows us his strength. The Pharisees give him a serious warning. "We would not blame Jesus had he said, 'My work for my heavenly Father is not finished, but I will go.'" We would perhaps have said something similar. After all, self-preservation is a very deeply ingrained human need. But Jesus surprises us, responding with courage and determination. "Go and tell that fox for me, 'Listen, I'm casting out demons and performing cures today and tomorrow, and on the third day I finish my work. Yet today, tomorrow, and the next day I must be on my way, because it is impossible for a prophet to be killed outside of Jerusalem.'" Jesus sends a powerful message to Herod. He begins with an insult, calling Herod a fox, which he would recognize as an unclean animal. Jesus then refuses to leave before his work is done, letting Herod know Jesus isn't going to run away or leave Jerusalem until he's ready to do so. And he closes with a bit of irony, a nod to the prophets who met their death in Jerusalem. This is strong Jesus. This is a brave Jesus. This is a bold Jesus. One might say a Zelensky-style Jesus, showing courage and fearlessness and determination. What a contrast to the sweet-faced Jesus holding the lamb and leading the sheep. And yet, Jesus is that tender shepherd too. Even as he indulges in a bit of sarcasm about Jerusalem's danger to the prophets, his loving heart shows in his next words, "How often have I desired to gather your children together, as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and yet you are not willing." You've probably seen videos on TV or online of a chicken settled on the nest or a swan gliding on the water. And what looks to be a single chicken or swan is revealed to be something different when the bird ruffles a wing and out come the chicks or the cygnets who are snuggled beneath it. Under that wing is a safe place for the young ones. It's comfortable and warm, of course, but it's also a peaceful place for the young birds, keeping them safely hidden from the view of predators. The Bible has many references to this image. For example, in Psalm 17, we pray, "Hide me in the shadow of your wings." While Psalm 91 reminds us that under his wings, you may seek refuge. This is the image that Jesus evokes when he speaks of his longing to gather the people like a hen gathering her chicks safely beneath her wing. Comfort, safety, peace. Do we not yearn for these things? The world has always been filled with dangers, but the past years seem to have given rise to so many unsettling challenges. All this time, we've lived with fear. We have shaken our heads in disbelief at the horrors we see on television or online. We have lived with a grief and dismay that seems to grow and grow with no end in sight. We yearn for comfort, respite from the world's troubles. We long to feel safe in a world where safety is fleeting, and peace. How we wish for a peaceful spirit that allows us to lay our heads down each night, untroubled by the worries that seem impossible to escape by day. For the peace that allows us to witness the world's pain without being broken by it. The peace that enables us to lift others to greater peace in their own lives. My friends, Jesus offers that peace to us, the peace that passes all understanding, the peace only he can give. Let us open our hearts to him, welcoming him and asking not only that he may give us peace, but that he may give that peace to all the world. Today we heard his lament, "How often have I desired to gather your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you are not willing." Let us find us willing to draw near to him, to nestle beneath his loving embrace, and there find the peace we crave. Amen.
Jesus Christ intercedes for us at all times. Together, let us remember and pray to God, to Christ, saying, "Have mercy, O Lord, for the church, that the fasting of these 40 days may clear away much that is needless, and so open our eyes to the bright glory of the cross, we pray.
Have mercy, O Lord.
For the children of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, that the Jewish people may find blessing and a zeal for justice in their covenant with God, we pray.
Have mercy, O Lord.
For those who suffer want, that God in mercy may turn our hearts toward one another and bring us to end our fruitless reliance on weapons, war, and the threat of war, we pray.
Have mercy, O Lord.
For prisoners, that all who are bound in body may find such a strength of spirit to lift up all of us, we pray.
Have mercy, O Lord.
For ourselves, that this church may walk as burdened and as free as Jesus, we pray.
Have mercy, O Lord.
For those who are ill, especially, and those who have died, especially, we pray.
Have mercy, O Lord.
God, whose ways are beyond our knowing or approving, place the world's troubles ever in our plain sight, and be yourself in our seeing and in our prayer. We ask this always through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Dear friends in Christ, God is steadfast in love and infinite in mercy. God welcomes sinners and invites them to this table. Let us confess our sins, confident in God's forgiveness. Most merciful God,
we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen.
Almighty God, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord always be with you.
And also with you.
God of wisdom, may the light of the eternal word, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, guide us up to your glory. We ask this in his name. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to our Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
We give you thanks and praise, Almighty God, through your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Redeemer. He is your living word. Through him you have created all things, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, he took flesh of the Virgin Mary and shared our human nature. He lived and died as one of us to reconcile us to you, the God and Father of all. In fulfillment of your will, he stretched out his hands in suffering to bring release to those who placed their hope in you. And so he won for you a holy people. He chose to bear our griefs and sorrows and to give up his life on the cross that he might shatter the chains of evil and death and banish the darkness of sin and despair. By his resurrection, he brings us into the light of your presence. And now with all creation, we raise our voices to proclaim the glory of your name. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy and gracious God, accept our praise through your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, who on the night he was handed over to death, suffering and death, took bread and gave you thanks, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you." In the same way, he took the cup, saying, "This is my blood, which is shed for you. When you do this, do it in memory of me." Remembering, therefore, his death and resurrection, we offer you this bread and this cup, giving thanks that you have made us worthy to stand in your presence and serve you. We ask you to send your Holy Spirit upon the offering of your holy church. Gather into one all who share in the sacred mysteries, filling them with the Holy Spirit and confirming their faith in you, that we may praise you and give you glory through your servant, Jesus Christ. All glory and honor are yours, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit in the Holy Church, now and forever. Amen. And now, as our Savior Jesus Christ has taught us, we are bold to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Deliver us, Lord, from every evil, and grant us peace in our day. In your mercy, keep us free from sin and protect us from all anxiety as we wait in joyful hope for the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
The kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
We break this bread
communion in Christ's body once broken.
Let your church be the wheat which bears its fruit in dying.
If we have died in him, we shall live with him. If we hold firm, we shall reign with him.
For those of us at home, please join me as we say this prayer, knowing that Jesus is in each of our hearts in this time of worship. My Jesus, I believe you are present in the Blessed Sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire you in my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come spiritually into my heart, where I am restored and embraced by your loving spirit. May I never be separated from your love and your grace. Amen.
Let us pray. Creator of heaven and earth, we thank you for these holy mysteries, which bring us now a share in the life to come through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Glory to God,
whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation, in the church and in Christ Jesus, forever and ever. Amen.
And may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with us this day and forevermore. Amen.
Go forth into the world, rejoicing in the power of the Spirit.
Thanks be to God.
Thanks for joining us for today's worship service. You can learn more about the Community Catholic Church by visiting our website at communitycatholicchurch.com. Please send your prayer requests to communitycatholic@bell.net. Until next week, may you be richly blessed by the grace of God.